I have the lovely, well-travelled today, Sylvia G, in the studio. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for popping in.
Pleasure.
I don't get people in normally, the musicians. They give them to me on the phone.
They do?
Yeah.
Why? It's so nice to be here.
I don't know. It's probably because I look a bit like Shrek.
You do not put
people off.
You do not.
The only thing I haven't got is a Scottish accent. Oh, oh, donkey.
You're lucky you listen to my accent.
Your accent's lovely. So you're actually from Switzerland?
I'm from Switzerland, yes.
Oh, beautiful. Mm-hmm. And what part of Switzerland?
The German part of Switzerland.
You can hear the...
No. You can? Really? Yes, I'm trying to hide my accent.
There's a little bit of the the brogue in there. It's a very nice accent. So how long have you been in the music industry? How long have you been playing music?
Oh, my God. I started quite late, actually. It's not something I wanted to do when I was much younger. I never thought I'd become a singer. So I started more or less in 2008, 2009.
Oh, wow.
Long, but not that long.
What made you get into music then?
A friend was a DJ. We were jamming together, and then he said, "Hey, we should try and record some tracks." And I said, "Yeah, why not?" Sounds really, but it's really like that. It happened like that.
That's how it goes. That's how it goes.
Yeah, I guess.
And you were in another band.
I was signed to a label in the US until recently, and I was known under the name Milo the Girl.
I was going to say, is it Milo or Milo?
It's Milo.
Yeah.
Milo, it's Milo, yeah.
But you're now out and about as the
Sylvia
lovely
G.
Sylvia
yeah.
G. You've changed record labels as well, I've noticed.
Yes.
And this new album, SOS, What is the thought behind SOS? What does it stand for? I know what SOS stands for, but what does it stand for
help,
you?
Help, I need somebody.
Not just anybody.
No, it's, I'm an animal activist, and the environment is also very important for me. So anyway, I tried to put my thoughts and feelings into a song.
Okay.
And I thought that SOS was a perfect title.
It is, then, if that's the case. Yeah. And the first track we play, Walking to Santiago, that's based... Did you write your own...
Yes.
You wrote the song based on...
And I walked the walk.
You walked the walk. The Camino de Santiago walk.
Yes, St. James Way.
What is that?
St. James Way is a pilgrimage in Spain, and it is... you have actually different ways... about 900 kilometers each.
Wow.
So I actually walked with a friend 200 kilometers from Ponferrada, which is in Spain, to Camino de Santiago, which is the end of the way. And it was an amazing experience, and I wrote a song about it.
It's very nice, very catchy song as well. Tapping my foot all the way through that one. It's... What brings your thought process out for writing a song? What inspires you then? So you've done this walk.
Blisters on my feet. Almost, no. Yeah, my backpack and the walk was really tough. I had no idea there were mountains. And
really?
I'm not very good with directions. And I didn't have a GPS. And I thought it would be like Holland.
Yeah, all flat not, and off not, you go.
No.
Oh, wow. And... So did you think about writing a song about it while you were on the walk, or did you, once you got home and the blisters went down?
No, actually, the walk is something very special, and I think you have to live it to understand.
Right.
It is, it's like a part of you walking every day. And anyway, to make a long story short, we walked for 10 days.
Wow.
Started at 5 a.m. About 20 kilometers a day with a backpack, and the strict minimum, you know, because you have to carry all that stuff. I had such an amazing time because I took time, and I think today, you know, we are always running.
Yeah.
As social media, as always emails, telephones, meetings, whatever you have to
do. Well, you haven't stopped today. You've been running all day.
But it's fun. It's what I like to do. It's
I've been running around all day.
Yeah.
Just to get here, I've been running around all day.
No, but you know what I mean. It's everything is fast.
Yeah.
Fast moving. You don't take time anymore.
No.
And I have a friend who said, "Why? We should try." I said, I had never heard of the St. James Way before, and I said, "Okay, let's go." So I took 10 days and with a backpack, and we went. And it was an amazing experience. And you meet a lot of amazing people from all backgrounds. And it's...
Everybody's out on their own pilgrimage.
Absolutely, yeah. You can do it for religious reasons, which is actually what the Camino is all about. But then you can also do it, as I did it, to get away and take time.
Yeah.
You know, just take time. And then other people just do it, you know, with friends for, you know, a long walk or a shorter walk and bicycle with a horse. I mean, you know, you have all sorts of...
All different ways of going
absolutely
along it.
Absolutely, El Camino.
So did you find the fact that you can speak six languages helped you meet the different people along the way?
I have to say, this is a lie.
Don't
believe everything you hear or see on papers. No, I speak five languages, not six.
You know, that's four more languages than me.
Well, English is, you know, is universal. Oh,
yes.
You don't need to speak anything else.
I speak English and rubbish.
I do rubbish too, also, from time to time. You could add that as another language.
It's a great language to speak.
It is, oh yes.
I'm going to play SOS. Off the album now, and when we come back after that, mm-hmm. I want to find out a little bit more about your career, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And also, we can talk about this animal rights and animal activist mm-hmm. stuff, if you don't mind.
I don't.
Is Sylvia G and SOS here on Phoenix FM.
You say that you care, so why do you let me die in horror and despair? I'm the ground you walk on, evil man. I'm your mother, I'm your father, I'm the emotions that gave you life. Why do you destroy the only home that you have?
lovely Sylvia G and SOS. She's in the studio with me now, and it's lovely to have you here.
It's very nice to be here.
I'm loving the music. It's very rocky. It's nice and
thank you.
It's a step above AOR, really. It's got a nice rocky groove to it. You can listen to it, and all the songs have got a meaning, which is good, because some songs you listen to just complete nonsense.
Sometimes nonsense is nice, don't you think?
But yes, yeah, but it's
being
nice.
Too serious all the time.
Nice to listen to something with a, you know, has got, it gives it a bit more soul, I think.
It does.
Yeah, and there's very soulful, even though it's rocky, that you can feel the soul coming out of you in that. That's great. But let's talk a little bit more about you and your singing career. Mm-hmm. Now, you said you're an animal activist.
I am, yes.
Does this come from being brought up in a menagerie of animals?
Yes, I think so. I've always been surrounded by all types of big and smaller animals, and I think, yeah, it comes from there as a kid already, and yeah, I think it's just something part of my life.
So did you live in a zoo? No, I mean that.
Not really in a zoo, but I was lucky to be surrounded for a few months by big cats.
Wow.
But you know, it's funny because as a kid, children have no notion of danger or what, you know, they...
No.
And it's just something that was natural.
So you'd walk up to a lion and mm-hmm. you'd pet a lion and... Mm-hmm.
Well, baby lions, not a full-grown lion. Maybe wouldn't be there today.
Well,
you never know.
But, I've seen some of those videos on YouTube where the...
There's this guy in South Africa.
Yeah.
Kevin Richardson?
I can't remember his name.
Yeah, but amazing guy.
And he comes back to see a lion he hasn't seen for ages, and it gives him a little sniff and then, like, cuddles him.
I know.
And, wow. After all, they're cats. That's what they are. They're just cats, but
yeah,
bigger.
Yeah, well, I think that's what you have to think when you're in front of a big one like that. It's just a cat.
Yeah. A cat on steroids. So, as you said, you started singing around about 2007.
Yes.
Round about then.
8, 9, yes.
Yeah, you've even sung at the Montreux Jazz Festival.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Are you?
Yeah.
Good.
I would love to sing there. Oh, wow. The Whiskey Go-Go in Los Angeles.
Yes, that was great. I loved that.
2 years after you sung at the Whiskey Go-Go, you won an award for the best European singer at the LA Music Awards.
Yes.
Wow. That is... You have a beautiful pedigree in music here. This is awesome.
It was luck.
Do you know, I was speaking to my friend Marco Pierre White last night, superstar chef.
You've talked about him, yes?
Yeah, several times on the show before you got here. And he was saying exactly the same thing. It's luck.
I think luck has a lot to do with it.
He said, I didn't want the fame. I didn't go looking for the fame. It was luck. Mm. That's all it was. And, you know, sometimes...
Love what you do, no?
Yeah.
And then it comes or it doesn't, but at least you love what you do.
And if you keep the passion, whether the recognition comes for 5 minutes or 50 years, it's just an acceptance of what you do.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. That's how it's got to be. So you work alongside a non-profit organisation called, is it the Soy Dog Foundation?
Yes, absolutely.
Is that for protection of dogs and...
It's to fight animal cruelty, especially in Asia.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They fight the trade of dog meat because people eat dog.
No, I know.
And so they're very active, especially in Asia, and they do an amazing, amazing job. You know, wonderful people. And I support them as much as I can. I volunteered there. I just came back from Thailand. A few days ago, where I volunteered at the shelter in Phuket.
Lovely.
With old dogs.
Yeah.
That was an experience, an amazing experience. And these people are, you have to look them out, www.soydog.org. And if you want to adopt a dog, you know, that's a great thing to do.
They do that as
adopt
well?
Adopt on show. Absolutely. They take care of everything. Yeah.
And
shipping and everything. Volunteering, flying with a dog. And,
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. That is amazing.
It is, absolutely.
Do you have a doggy yourself?
Yes.
What have you got?
I've got three dogs.
What have you got?
So I've got two rescue dogs, a mix of everything. A mix chihuahua and something else, and then a mix, I don't know exactly what. So, yeah, smaller dogs, and then I have a German shepherd.
Oh, wow. How old's your shepherd?
She's five.
Oh, what's
three
her
girls.
Name?
Her name is Shaya.
Shaya. Mm-hmm. There, I'll try and show her a picture of my Darcy. There, that's Darcy. She's a rescue Doberman. We got her at about a year old. And she is as dopey as they come.
Aren't they great rescues? And,
It's our second Doberman.
Great to do that.
Our first one was a pedigree.
And they're wonderful dogs, aren't they?
People are scared because it's like you say, you look at a tiger and you get scared.
Yeah.
You look at a Doberman or you look at a German Shepherd and you get scared. But unless you have one and know one.
Exactly.
I mean, Zeta, who we had before her, she was a lot bigger. I'm thinking Darcy's a cross because we didn't get a pedigree with her or anything, but we sort of think she's a bit of a cross. There's a little bit of Rottweiler there because her legs are a little bit shorter and her coat's a little bit mottled like a Rottweiler. But she's, as you can see, she's got the Doberman face.
She's got a great.
But
great
Zeta, voice. I'll show you Zeta in a minute when we play you the next song. She was a proper pedigree.
She was.
She was a red and tan Doberman, and she'd had a very hard life. We rescued her from a very hard, hard life. Till she came to us, she'd been mistreated.
Why do people do that?
I don't know. They bred her too early, and it was terrible. And then she came to us. We treated her like a princess, and we loved her to pieces. She had cropped ears and a cropped tail, and
that's very chic.
Yeah, well, that's how she. It wasn't done properly, I don't think. The ears weren't great.
You mean cutting? Sorry, you mean cutting? That's not allowed anymore. Sorry, no. I misunderstood that. No, not chic at all.
No,
sorry.
I don't think it was done properly. But she was beautiful, nevertheless. She was lovely. She was loving. The only thing she didn't like was hedgehogs.
You can forgive.
How she never got spines in her mouth when she went after the hedgehogs if they turned up in the garden, bless her. But she was lovely. And my girlfriend said, I wonder what it'd be like if the Doberman had a tail. Well, don't wish for it, because when it happens, you don't want it. Darcy's got floppy ears and a tail, and she takes everything off the coffee table when she gets excited.
But that's very sweet, isn't it?
And if she
can forgive them.
Oh, we do. When she jumps up on the sofa, she gives you a good whiplash with a tail around the face, but then she turns around and licks you afterwards, so... Animals are lovely.
I know.
Absolutely lovely. Yeah. Well, it's been wonderful having you in. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much.
When did the album come out?
22nd of March.
So it's out and about, available on...
iTunes, on Amazon, everywhere.
Yeah. What about from your website as well? Can you get it from the website?
Absolutely. www.sylviamaria.com.
SylviaMariaG.com.
Yeah. I don't even say my email, my website probably.
And also writerecordings.com.
Absolutely, yes, writerecordings.com.
You can get them from there.
You can.
That's absolutely brilliant. I'm going to play another track called Electrify. That's your favourite track.
I like that one, yeah.
All right, I'm going to play that for you. Thank you for coming. Is there a single from the album?
SOS and Santiago.
World. And they're also available on Spotify as well.
Absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for spending time with us. It's been lovely to talk to you. And we'll leave out with Electrified here on Phoenix FM on Drive Time. A big thank you to Sylvia G. Thank you.
98 FM.